This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Habam. We continue in Daf HaShavua. We are up to Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. In the course of Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara made a number of statements. The Gemara debated whether an Orel is allowed to eat Maiser Sheni. The Gemara Shiloh was whether an Orel is allowed to eat Maiser Sheni. The Gemara wanted to know, can you learn out Orel from Pesach? After all, Pesach is more Chamor. And the Gemara tried to learn it from the fact that we had a Mishnah that was listing all the commonalities that Truma and Bikurim have that Maiser do not have. Now, Truma and Bikurim, Orel cannot partake of them. And Maiser is up for grabs. So why didn't it say that Truma and Bikurim and Arel can partake of it? Maiser and Arel can. It must be an Arel cannot partake of Maiser. And the Gemara says, nah, maybe an Arel could partake of Maiser. And it left out that exception. Because anyway, in the Seifa, it left out other exceptions. Because in the Seifa, it's talking about Maiser and Bikurim. Their commonalities and contradistinction to Truma. And in the course of speaking about Maiser and Bikurim, it said a few interesting halachos. Namely, an oinein, the Tanakhama says, cannot eat Bikurim. Reb Shimon says, an oinein could eat Bikurim. And then, a Bikurim yurchayiv in Bior. Bior means you have to get rid of it at the end of the third and the sixth year. Otherwise, you have to destroy all the Bikurim. And Reb Shimon says, no, the mitzvah of Bior does not apply to Bikurim. And we're basically now going to discuss some of the halachas that were mentioned, Agav Orcha, on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, Va'asurin lo'inein. Truma and Bikurim are asur to... Maiser and Bikurim are asur to an oinein. Reb Shimon Matan, Reb Shimon says, no, an oinein's allowed to have Bikurim. Says Gemara, Minalahu, how do we know that an oinein cannot have Bikurim? Dechsiv, the pasuk says, "Leisucha lecha b'sharecha, you cannot eat in your gate. Masar degoncha v'siroshcha v'yitzarecha, the maaser of your grain, your tiros yitzar, you cannot eat in your gate. Masar sheni, usru mas yadecha, or bikurim." V'yomar mar, the master said, "Shumas yadecha elo bikurim." So in the same verse, it juxtaposes bikurim to maaser sheni. V'iskish bikurim maaser sheni lemaaser ma maaser asur l'oinein. The Tanakam holds just like maaser is asur to an oinein. Af bikurim asur l'oinein. Bikurim would also be asur to an oinein. That is the opinion of Rebbe of the Tanakama, that since bikurim is said in the same pasuk as maaser sheni, just like an oinein cannot have maaser sheni, he cannot have bikurim. Reb Shimon says, what do you mean? You're right, we're comparing bikurim to maaser sheni, but on the other hand, this trumas yodecha, is called, which we say is bikurim, is called truma. Reb Shimon, truma kurin rachmanu. And truma is mutter to an oinein. Ma truma mutar sa oinein, af bikurim mutar la oinein. So the question is, what is stronger? The hekesh? Or what it's called? Tanakama says, well, it's iskash to maaser sheni. And maaser sheni, an oinein's not allowed to have. And the opinion of Reb Shimon is, yeah, but it's called truma. And an oinein's allowed to have truma. The Gemara continues, v'chayovin bebior. And the Tanakama held that maaser sheni and bikurim, you're obligated to remove from your house, and if not, destroy it. Reb Shimon poiter. Reb Shimon exempts Bikurim from the mitzvah of Bior. And here also it comes down to the same machloikis. Mar makish, umar loy makish. The Rabban of the Tanakhama compares Bikurim to Maaser Sheni. And just like Maaser Sheni is chayv in Bior, Bikurim is chayv in Bior. And Reb Shimon says, no, it's called Truma, and Truma is not chayv in Bior. Okay, now the Gemara said that there were two other commonalities between Maaser Sheni and Bikurim that the Tana did not list, namely, v'osr leva'er behen b'tumah, you're not allowed to burn it when it's in a state of tumah to get benefit from it. The oichlan b'tumas atzman loike, and if you eat maser sheni or bikurim when they are in a state of tumah, you get malchus. Minolan, how do I know? How do I know what? How do I know you're not allowed to burn it when they're tumay, either maser sheni or bikurim? The Tanya we learned in a brayso, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, loy bi arti, mi menu b'tamei. Rabbi Shimon says, it says, I did not burn it when they were tamei. Bein shani tamei v'utar, whether I'm tamei and the master sheni is tar, bein shani tamei v'utamei, or I'm tar and it's tamei. So that's regarding the halacha of burning it, maser sheni, when it's a state of tumah. Now, how do I know you're not allowed to eat it when it's in a state of tumah? Veheichan muzar al achilasai. Where are you commanded about eating it? Eini yodea. I don't know, says Rabbi Shimon. Rashi explains, since it says by vidoy maiser, the confession you make by maiser, loy bi'arti mimenu b'tamei, which implies whether I'm tamei and it's tahar, or I'm tahar and it's tamei, he is misvada, he confesses that he didn't burn it, and he didn't light a fire, he didn't try to get benefit from it once it's tamei by burning it, and certainly when everyone is tahar, when it's only allowed to be eaten or drank or anointed. Now it's interesting, Rashi says. Why don't you have to say vidoy on the tahar? Why don't you have to say I didn't burn it while it's tahar? The reason is, your confession is, not only did I not burn it when it's tahar, I didn't even burn it when it's tamei. When it's tahar that I could eat it, it goes without saying I didn't burn it. But even when it's tummy, when I'm not allowed to eat it, I didn't burn it. So it's sort of mashma, the fact that you have to confess that I didn't burn it when it's tummy, when I'm not allowed to eat it. Meaning, why doesn't the guy confess I didn't burn it when it's tahar? The answer is, well, when it's tahar, of course he didn't burn it because he could have eaten it. But even when he's not allowed to eat it, when it's tamei, he still didn't burn it. So there is somewhat of an inference that when it's tamei, you're not allowed to eat it, although it's not explicit. And that's what Rabbi Shimon is saying. I don't know where it explicitly says you're not allowed to eat maaser sheni when it's tamei. But it's sort of mashma that way, that if I have to confess I didn't burn it even when it's tamei, that implies I didn't burn it even when I wasn't allowed to eat it. Even though it's not really explicit that I wasn't allowed to eat it then. Okay, so now the Gemara sort of interjects, and the Gemara says, what do you mean? It doesn't say anywhere. You're not allowed to eat maaser sheni when it's tamei. Tumas haguf behed yuksevei. It says tumas haguf explicitly. Why did you say you don't know? It says, nefesh asher tigaboy, a soul. That touches tuma, the tamei ado erev, the lo yoicham in hakadoshim. You cannot eat from kadoshim. Kiyam rachatz b'sar b'mayim. Now this pasuk of lo yoicham in hakadoshim, Rashi explains, is talking about meiser. The Gemara in Ayin Daunon Beis established by meiser, because it says kiyam rachatz b'sar b'mayim, and it's talking about someone who does not need to wait for sunset. And that is only accurate by maaser sheni. So this pasuk is saying that someone who's tamei, nefesh asher tigaboy v'tamei ado erev, should not eat maaser sheni, kim rachatz b'sar b'mayim. So why did you say you don't know where it says you're not allowed to eat maaser sheni b'tuma? This pasuk says explicitly. It says, Gemara, hachi kami b'ilei. This is what Reb Shimon meant. Tumas atzmai minayin. I understand what the source is. If the person is tamei, he can eat ma'aser sheni. But where does it say if the ma'aser sheni is tamei that it can't be eaten? That's the question. And the answer to that is Talmud loymar loy suchal lechol b'sharecha. You may not eat in your gates masar degoncha, the ma'aser of the grain. So it says you cannot eat in your gates the ma'aser of the grain, but you have to bring it up to Jerusalem. So how do you see that you can't eat ma'aser sheni betuma? Because it says don't eat ma'aser in your gates. Ulahalon hu oimer, and elsewhere it says by a bechayer. It's talking about hekdesh that became pasul, that developed a mum. And then you redeem it, that a zar is allowed to eat it. So it's talking about hekdesh that developed a mum. And it says, b'sharecha techlin, you could eat it in your gates. Hatameh v'hatahar yachdav, whether someone who's tameh or someone who's tar, they could eat it together. Katzvich v'cha'ayol, just like they eat regular meat. So we learn out the word b'sharecha in reference to Kachim is talking about Balei Mumin. So therefore when it says Lo yisucha lecha b'sharecha, b'sharecha teichlenu is talking about eating betuma. So when it says Lo yisucha lecha b'sharecha, it's talking about where the masar is tamei. V'tana debei Rabbi Shmuel, it was taught in the academy of the house of Rabbi Shmuel that when it comes to the pasuk b'sharecha toichlenu of psulei mukdashim, afilu tamei v'tar oichlen al shulchan echad, eat a tamei person and a tar person can eat at one table, bikara achas, at one plate, ve'inon choshim, and there's no concern. And we're saying that scenario of a tamei eating psulei mukdashim, where we say b'sharecha toichelenu, when it comes to ma'aser, lo yisucha lecha b'sharecha, that you're not allowed to do that in your gate. You're not allowed to eat it when you're tamei. We're basically comparing b'sharecha, b'sharecha. B'sharecha by psulei mukdashim is saying that if you're tamei and the animal developed a mum, you're allowed to, a tamei and a tar are allowed to eat it together. But when it comes to ma'aser, it's saying lo yisucha lecha b'sharecha, you're not allowed to eat it in that state. So that is the limud of how we know that when ma'aser sheni is tamei, you can't eat it. Okay. Now we move on to analyze that which we said, that by truma, this does not apply. Namely, Asur levayer mehen betuma, I believe. That when truma becomes tame, you could burn it for fuel, or you could burn it for heat. Says the Gemara, Masha ain't kein betruma, in contradistinction to truma, minolan. How do I know truma, you are allowed to burn in its state of tuma? Amar Rabbi Avo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Kra, loy bi'arti mimenu betame. We say, by Ma'aser Sheni, I did not burn the Ma'aser Sheni when it's Tamei. Lo bi'arti mimenu, I didn't burn Ma'aser Sheni betuma. But, Truma, you're allowed to burn betuma. Mimenu yatamaver, you can't burn Ma'aser Sheni betuma. Atamaver, shemen shel Truma. Shenitma, you are allowed to burn the oil of Truma that became Tamei. So Gemara says, why would you make that diuk that you're not allowed to burn ma'aser sheni betuma and you are allowed to burn truma? Why don't you make the diuk you're not allowed to burn ma'aser sheni but you are allowed to burn kudshim that became tame? Why are we allowing truma? Why don't we allow kudshim? Says the Gemara. Ve'ema mimenu, why don't we say you're allowed to burn truma v'iyata? Why don't we say you're not allowed to burn ma'aser sheni? Mimenu iyata maver, you cannot burn ma'aser sheni. Aval atamaver shemen shel kodesh, but you could burn shemen of kodshim, shenitma. Says the Gemara, we're going to make a kavachoymer. Lav kavachomer. Isn't it a fortiori argument? Can we make a kavachomer that kodshim cannot be burnt from when it's tamei? Uma masar hakal. If masar sheni, which is very lenient, amra Torah. The Torah says loy bi'arti menem tamei. You cannot burn it when it's tamei. Kodesh chamor loy kol shekein. Isn't it all the more so kodshim, which is chamor, you cannot burn bitoma. So you don't try to say, oh, mimenu, you can't burn Maaser Sheni, but you could burn Kodshim, because Kodshim is more chamor than Maaser Sheni. And if you cannot burn Maaser Sheni, certainly you should not be allowed to burn Kodshim. So Gemara says, wait a second, you should make the Kavachomer to Truma as well, because Truma is also more chamor than Maaser Sheni. Says the Gemara, if so, Truma should also be a Kavachomer. That if you're not allowed to burn Maaser Sheni Betumah, you should not be allowed to burn Truma Betumah. So we say, no, Truma, Ksiv Mimenu, we have a Diuk. You're only not allowed to burn Maaser Sheni, but you're allowed to burn Truma. So Gemara says, Umaros, why are you saying the Kavachomer tells me you're not allowed to burn Kodshim? And Mimenu tells me you're allowed to burn Truma. Just say the opposite. Say the Kavachomer tells me you're not allowed to burn Truma. And Mimenu tells me you're allowed to burn Kodshim. In other words, we have one Svara, we have one argument to be Machmir, namely the Kavachomer, that if you can't burn Maaser Sheni, you shouldn't be allowed to burn either Truma or Kodshim. And we have one Pasuk to be Mekel, Mimenu. Only Maaser Sheni you're not allowed to burn, something else you are. So why are we Machmir by Kodshim and Mekel by Truma? Flip it around. Be Machmir by Truma, be Mekel by Kodshim. Says Gemara, no. Mistabra Kodesh loy mamitna. It's Mistaber that Kodshim is not excluded. In other words, Kodshim, it's Mistaber, will make the Kavachomer that you can't burn it bit Toma. Why Shekain Pankusks? I knew you wanted to get one of those pancake simanim in. So the simon is pancakes. No, that's as good as any. This way you remember it. That's a good simon. My friend in London told me that they're having a convention, a Zichru convention. I said, what's Zichru? Zichru is an organization that helps people remember what page things are on in Daf Yomi by coming up with like interesting mnemonics. Like, how do you remember this? This is Daf Ayin Gimel, Oog, cookie. So this is the page that has a cookie as a simon and pancakes, you know, that kind of thing. So here we go. What's the mnemonic of pancakes? Pigol. Pigol is a chomer that applies by kodshim, doesn't apply by Truma. Noisar is leftover, that if you leave it out beyond its allotted time, that's a chomer of kodshim over Truma. Carbon, kodshim, are carbonois as opposed to Truma. Mi'ila, you could be chayiv for appropriating kodshim. Kares, somebody inappropriately eats kodshim, is chayiv kares. Va'asr lo'oinen, and kodshim you can eat if you're an oinein. So these are chumras of kodshim. So therefore they dictate that we should be machmir by kodshim. Says Gemara, Adaraba, with their many chumras of truma. Truma loy mimatnitna. We should not exclude truma. Shekein machpaz. I don't know, I don't have a good one for that. But that's another mnemonic. Machpaz. What's machpaz? Misa, your chayiv, misa for eating truma, misa bidei shamayim, and that doesn't apply to kodshim. It's different than kares. Normally, kares is also the death of one's children, chas v'shalayim. The chomesh, and if one eats truma, you have to pay a chomesh. So Rashi's bothered over here that when a czar, a non-kohen, eats truma, he has to pay a fifth. That even when it's mutter to kohanim, you have to pay a fifth. The truth is there's a chomesh for kodshim. But once it becomes mutter to kohanim, there is no iser me'ila or iser adding a fifth. The iser of adding a fifth is only when before it's mutter to the kohanim. The ein la pidyon, truma cannot be redeemed, as opposed to kachim, has a redemption period. Before it goes into the klishares, it could be redeemed. Vasura lazarim, and truma is asur to a non-kayin, but kachim kalim is mutter to non-kayhanim. So the Gemara says, number one, hanach nefishan. The chumras of kachim are much more than the chumras of truma. And secondly, number one, it's quantitative, and number two, qualitative. The chomer of kares outweighs anything. The fact that one chas v'shalom is chayav kares for eating kachim and not for truma, that would make kachim most logical to be machmeran. And therefore, if we have a choice, what can you burn betuma? So if you cannot burn Maaser Sheni and Betuma, we'll make a Kal v'chomer. You cannot burn Kachim Betuma, but you can burn Truma Betuma. Now, we say that Truma, if you eat it when it itself is Tameh, you're not Chayiv Malkus. In other words, when somebody eats if somebody eats bikurim or maaser sheni when they're tamei b'shoigeg yirchayiv malkus, but not truma. Says the Gemara, va'oichlam b'tumas atzon loika, one who eats maaser sheni or bikurim when they're tamei, you get malkus. Masha'en kein b'truma milki hu delay laki. By truma, if it's tamei, you don't get malkus, but it's aser. It would be aser. Truma, which is tamei, if you eat it, B'shogeg, it would be aser. Minalan, how do I know there's an iser by truma to eat a betuma? Amar kra, b'sharecha seichelenu. We darshan, it says, by b'sharecha seichelenu. That's talking about kodshim that developed a mum. And it's saying that you could eat a betuma, lezeh, this kodshim, you could eat betuma, v'loy la'acher, but truma, you cannot eat betuma. Now this is not a lav, it's a lav that is inferred from an asay, because it says you're allowed to eat kodshim betuma, from which we infer you cannot eat truma betuma. And we darshan, v'lav haba miklal asay asay, a lav, a don't do that is inferred from a asay, has the status of an asay. So it says you're allowed to eat kodshim that became a balmum bituma, but truma cannot be eaten when it's tameh. And that's what we call lav haba meklal asay is an asay, and one does not get malchus for violating an asay. Okay, Rabbi Isai. So we actually had a week where we learned Monday and Tuesday. It's a good thing. Stay tuned tomorrow night for the Wednesday night shiur, and I hope the Sefer arrives in America at the end of this week. Please offer your deepest prayers that that should happen. Okay, everyone. Thanks for joining. Good to see everyone. Kol tov. Bye-bye. Okay, bye-bye.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.